This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
We listen to what the client says. We don't preach to them. We don't tell them what a good team is. They tell us what their challenges might be and work with them.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the next episode of the Team Builders Podcast. This is the podcast where I am joined by my two colleagues, Jerry and Stephen, and we talk a little bit about what we think makes a great team. It's your host of the most. Slip that in there so that I can get some extra credit. I think
good.
It's gone down well.
Sounded
my name's Jonathan. I've got Jerry and Stephen with me. Gents, how are we today? I know what story Jerry might give us.
I'm not sure I have one today after your marvellous introduction.
Thank
to yourself.
You. You nailed it.
I'll just pass it by and go, lovely to be here, boys. I'm looking forward to a great cast.
Jonathan, I couldn't be happier to be here.
Great to be here and have some time with you again. You know, we've been focused on lots of different things in recent weeks, and I was hoping to kind of bring it back to maybe something quite broad, quite overview, get a few little quickfire answers from you both around thoughts of when people plan on team building, when people look at team building and, you know, how important that is to an organisation. How do you think that people within an organisation might prove or measure or decide how much value that team building is bringing to their business? Are there ways that people can do that?
Oh, for sure. And more so, businesses actually employ a team of people to ensure that,
yeah,
that morale and personal development and are all included. It used to be called HR, but, you know, that's all changed now. And they use a whole array of methods. And, you know, I'm not going to say they don't use our services. They absolutely do. But to stay away from that and just to talk about what tools they have in their locker to show it, I guess to start with the most basic would be an employee engagement score where you send out a survey. And they find out how everybody feels. There's two schools of thought. If you ask people how they feel, they'll always say bad. but at least it gives you the baseline of where to start with. And then when you continue to do that, you can see your score either increase or decrease. And we've worked with many companies that use that basic, the information that's within it is far from basic, but it gives the business a feel for where its team is at, where its employees are at. And of course, now it's all linked as well with better health, better work, you know, achieve more. So at the very highest level in a business, this would be classified as very important work for the business.
Yeah, it's like an engagement piece. You know, trying to see how engaged the employees are with
technology. I mean, you can do a survey, like, let's
minutes.
Do one now. It'd be, minutes. Yeah.
Stephen, any other thoughts on the types of tools or measurements that some of our organisations that we work with use to, you know, really reflect on the value of the team building that we're delivering for them?
Many of the companies that we work with count their numbers in tens or hundreds of thousands of people. And again, based around the world, they have to have some sort of measurement so that when things are measured, things can be changed for the positive. And again, I think that with different cultures and different diversity within those bigger organizations, some of them, like Walmart, employ over 2 million people. It's a huge business to be able to manage, and people have to buy into the fact that they're working together as one team.
I remember being at a few events myself, and immediately after, we were normally at the end of the day, they have to fill out a score and on the different parts of the presentations, how the day went, pre, post, all of that. And quite often, we score extremely high in engagement in the business content for that day, in how it was delivered. And some of it, I suppose, is through the method that is used in order to do that. And if you score that as a business before the event and then after the event, you've got yourself like some data that you can use throughout your the next one and the next ones. And some businesses link that to rates of absenteeism before, without, during. And I think as many of those metrics, if I may use that, I think that you can have a department do, the better data you will get.
Yeah, that's like qualitative data. It's like the type of thing of going, you know, okay, how much do you align with the values of the business or the organization, or how much do you align with where our current operations are going and how we can kind of fit them in? And you're right, you know, there's always that measure of before a team building, might not necessarily be a session, but let's say a team building program, and after, and how that all fits in. And yeah, we see a lot of that with some of our organizations that they choose to do something like that after their team building session.
Yeah.
And I think also that we listen to what the client says. We don't preach to them. We don't tell them what a good team is. They tell us what their challenges might be and work with them. And on the day, let's see how things go. Sometimes we do have to pivot, and sometimes they have to pivot with us, so that they tease out some of the learning and objectives, which can be qualified, measured, after the next day, week, months, years beyond.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
yeah.
difficult to ask that question of people, you know, because often when you give them an opportunity to say, hey, did you like it or not? You know, yeah. you have to be brave to do that, because all of a sudden they go, no, I didn't like it. You know, is that something that we need to just push past, and we need to find the energy and the bravery, for want of a better word, to, you know, get out there and find out how our employees really are feeling about their day,
yeah.
week, month?
And you can also maybe perhaps use a sliding scale of comparison. So before this, how did you feel compared to after, rather than a set, are you a 1 to 5 feeling? Because you're asking that question of a person and you don't know what else is going on in their life, and you don't know how they're relating that score to that feeling. So I think it needs to be attributed to something that happened within the business, for the business and for business purpose, because you've got everything else going on in your life as well.
Yeah, and yeah. I know some organisations focus on very specific elements, health and safety elements, for instance, Stephen. You know, I know you maybe have some thoughts on organisations that we've worked with and how they bring back those efforts, you know, how they bring back the value, show the value of what that team building session did to their HSE scores.
I think that's how the question's framed, so that what did you do well, what did you learn about your own performance, and what could be made better. And working in the oil and gas industry, as we have been for many, many years, they do quantify it in terms of minimising slips, trips and falls offshore and onshore, so that there's common currency and that people know that the company wants to keep them safe going to work, being at work and getting back home safely with their family and friends. So therefore, that's quantifiable. And again, it's when you quantify and qualify those things, there's a learning objective and there's a key message. And again, with thousands of employees, every slip, trip and fall that's avoided is a bonus to the company and to the employees themselves.
Yeah, it's like a business goal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, and if you have a business goal, you have to demonstrate that you're serious about it by doing something about it.
100%,
yeah. Whether it be health and safety, whether it be innovation, creativity, collaboration, it can't just be a sticker on the door.
One thing that you mentioned earlier, Jerry, that kind of struck with me as well, you talked about employee retention. And I know a client in particular that I work with, I remember whenever they're planning their programme of sessions, which is now into the multiple years with them, they talked about wanting to be the most attractive business to work for in their city, in their region, in their industry. And that was one of their reasonings for, you know, developing team building to attract as much talent as possible. I think, again, that's another great measure that you can look at and go, look at the workforce that we've upskilled, look at the workforce that we've brought into the organisation over the course of 6, 12, 18, 24 months. And, you know, look, this is where we're going. So, again, that proof of value, they really value the importance of upskilling their employees from a team building, morale, you know, soft skills perspective. I think yeah, that's really
realizing
really
their vision.
One of the things that constantly comes up in a lot of the work that we do with clients throughout the UK and beyond is integrity, so that the employer and the business is not just telling people what to do, but it's living that as well. So it's doing what we do and not just what we say. So it goes well beyond, just as Jerry says, a sticker on the door or on your notebook. It goes beyond that, so people really engage with it and make sure that they're playing full out for the best interest of themselves, their colleagues and the business.
And I guess we all want to work for those type of companies, so your retention is going to be higher if
yeah.
you do have those values that Stephen mentioned, like integrity. And if your name resonates, integrity, passion, reliability, you will attract better retention through the staff because they'll want to stay with that environment. I mean, as a great example, and I've never worked for them and maybe they're not like this, but when I see like Red Bull, Google, I see those things in that brand, in that name, and I would imagine, I know people who have worked there and have worked there for like 15, 20, 30 years. Like, and that's what a business owner would want.
I think, you know, a lot of what we've talked about today are probably overarching or higher reaching ways of measuring the value of team building across periods of time, you know, not just individual events and sessions. We've been working with something, Jerry, that we have a tool where in that particular session, we can give some valuable feedback to the organisers on how that session has gone and how the team felt that they performed and what they might bring back to the table when they get back to the workplace. Would you like to share a little
yeah,
bit about
yeah.
that?
I think that came about from a want from the business that we work with. They wanted to have something that they could use to base success on for that particular team building event. And it's a simple tool, but it's easy to use. I guess, you know, you scan a code and then you ask a series of questions. However, the questions are about how you feel the team did. Let's just talk about collaboration.
Yeah.
Do you feel your team collaborated quickly enough during the course of this exercise or this experience? And then they get to rate it from 1 to 10. And after they've rated it from 1 to 10, they get to put down 3 things they would do differently now that they know about it. And the idea of that is to bring it back to work, because we always talk about bringing it back to the workplace. And rather than diving straight in, you can sit back and analyse how you got on. And at the end of that process, after 30-minute debrief, if you like, but a tangible form is created and it's documented, and you often talk about accountability.
Yeah.
You have people's names on it, and John, Mary, Michael, think, next time we do this, if it's collaboration, we need to do this, we need to take a step back. And I think having, never mind recording the data, having a process where you can speak to your employees about what they just did, how they felt they did, and could they do it better a second time, and how they can relate that back to their own teams, just puts a better authoritative feel to your time with us.
I think also that would override some of the perceptions, potentially what we would call finance directors, who might say, we can't afford to do that. I might struggle to think how they can't afford to do it if what we're talking about is building a better team.
Yeah.
I think so, that therefore everyone that's involved, as we spoke before about silo mentalities, everyone who's involved in the organisation understands that to build a better team is a long-term solution and a long-term process.
Yeah, you're right. What you're trying to say is there's a bit of paper there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's not just a feeling.
This is the result.
Yeah.
Short-term, medium-term, long-term for your company,
yeah,
for everyone.
So absolutely, you know, the question I posed was, how do people within their business show or prove the value of team building? I think we covered lots of different areas there, both long term and short term. It's not just always intrinsic. It's not just always felt. It can be shown, measured, and, you know, lots of different ways in which organisations might go about doing that. Really enjoyed the conversation today, gents. I know it was a short but sweet one, but something that I think is very important for those people out there that are considering just how valuable team building can be to their organisations, small, large, and anywhere in between. Gents, thanks so much. From yourselves, Stephen and Jerry, I'm sure you're going to have our wonderful sign-offs.
Yes, I go first.
I put you under pressure.
Yeah, I go first. Jonathan, you're amazing today. Thank you very much.
I'll take that.
Great to be with you both again. Looking forward to the next podcast.
Thanks,
nice,
Stephen. Awesome. That's it for this episode of the Team Builders Podcast. We look forward to catching you next time. If you want to check out any of our other episodes, you can find out all the details in the info below the episode. Thanks so much. Catch you again soon. The Team Builders Podcast.